The End of the Universe. The poet T.S. Eliot asked the question, "Will the universe die with a bang or a whimper?" Robert Frost asked, "Will we all perish in fire or ice?" The latest evidence points to the universe dying in a big freeze, in which temperatures will reach near absolute zero, and all intelligent life will be extinguished. But can we be sure? Some have raised another impossible question. How will we ever know the ultimate fate of the universe, they ask, since this event is trillions upon trillions of years in the future? Scientists believe that dark energy, or the energy of the vacuum, seems to be pushing the galaxies apart at an ever-increasing rate, indicating that the universe seems to be in a runaway mode. Such an expansion would cool the temperature of the universe and ultimately lead to the big freeze. But is this expansion temporary? Could it reverse itself in the future? For example, in the big splat scenario, in which two membranes collide and create the universe, it appears as if the membranes can collide periodically. If so, then the expansion that appears to lead to a big freeze is only a temporary state that will reverse itself. What is driving the current acceleration of the universes is dark energy, which in turn is probably caused by the cosmological constant. The key, therefore, is to understand this mysterious constant, or the energy of the vacuum. Does the constant vary with time, or is it really a constant? At present, no one knows for sure. We know from the WMAP satellite, currently orbiting the Earth, that this cosmological constant seems to be driving the current acceleration of the universe, but we don't know if it is permanent or not. This problem is actually an old one, dating back to 1916, when Einstein first introduced the cosmological constant. Soon after proposing general relativity the previous year, he worked out the cosmological implications of his own theory. Much to his surprise, he found that the universe was dynamic, that it either expanded or contracted. But this idea seemed to contradict the data. Einstein was encountering the Bentley paradox, which had bedeviled even Newton. Back in 1692, the Reverend Richard Bentley wrote Newton an innocent letter with a devastating question. If Newton's gravity was always attractive, Bentley asked, then why doesn't the universe collapse? If the universe consists of a finite collection of stars that mutually attract each other, then the stars should come together and the universe should collapse into a fireball. Newton was deeply troubled by this letter, since it pointed out a key flaw in his theory of gravity. Any theory of gravity that is attractive is inherently unstable. Any finite collection of stars will inevitably collapse under gravity. Newton wrote back that the only way to create a stable universe was to have an infinite and uniform collection of stars, with each star being pulled in all directions so that all the forces cancel out. It was a clever solution, but Newton was smart enough to realize that such stability was deceptive. Like a house of cards, the tiniest of vibrations would cause the whole thing to collapse. It was metastable, that is, it was temporarily stable until the slightest perturbations caused it to crash. Newton concluded that God was necessary to periodically nudge the stars a bit so the universe did not collapse. In other words, Newton saw the universe as a gigantic clock, wound up by God at the beginning of time and obeying Newton's laws. It has been ticking automatically ever since, without divine intervention. However, according to Newton, God was necessary to tweak the stars once in a while so the universe did not collapse into a fireball. When Einstein stumbled upon the Bentley paradox in 1916, his equations correctly told him that the universe was dynamic, either expanding or contracting, and that a static universe was unstable and would collapse due to gravity. But the astronomers insisted at that time that the universe was static and unchanging. So Einstein, bowing to the observations of the astronomers, added the cosmological constant, an anti-gravity force that pushed the stars apart to balance the gravitational pull causing the universe to collapse. This anti-gravity force corresponded to the energy contained within the vacuum. In this picture, even the vast emptiness of space contains large quantities of invisible energy. This constant would have to be chosen very precisely in order to cancel out the attractive force of gravity. Later, when Edwin Hubble showed in 1929 that the universe was, in fact, expanding, Einstein would say that the cosmological constant was his greatest blunder. Yet now, 70 years later, it appears as if Einstein's blunder, the cosmological constant, could in fact be the largest source of energy in the universe, making up 73% of the matter-energy content of the universe. By contrast, the higher elements that make up our bodies constitute only 0.03% of the universe. Einstein's blunder will likely determine the ultimate fate of the universe. But where does this cosmological constant come from? At present, no one knows. At the beginning of time, the anti-gravity force was perhaps large enough to cause the universe to inflate, creating the Big Bang. Then it suddenly disappeared, for reasons that are unknown. The universe was still expanding during this period, but at a slower pace. And then, about 8 billion years after the Big Bang, the anti-gravity force resurfaced again, causing the galaxies to push out and causing the universe to accelerate once again. So is it impossible to determine the ultimate fate of the universe? Perhaps not. Most physicists believe that quantum effects ultimately determine the size of the cosmological constant. A naive calculation using a primitive version of the quantum theory shows that the cosmological constant is off by a factor of 10 to the 120th power. This is the greatest mismatch in the history of science. But there is also a consensus among physicists that this anomaly simply means that we need a theory of quantum gravity. Since the cosmological constant arises via quantum corrections, it is necessary to have a theory of everything, a theory that will allow us to calculate not just the standard model, but also the value of the cosmological constant, which will determine the ultimate fate of the universe. So a theory of everything is necessary to determine the ultimate fate of the universe. The irony is that some physicists believe that it is impossible to attain a theory of everything.